The National Student Radio Conference 2013.
Hello, my name is Paul Sylvester. I'm head of presentation at Absolute Radio. So my tips when it comes to demos are: start with your best material. Don't save your best bits to the end. Put them at the beginning. Demonstrate versatility. Make sure that it's true to who you are. Don't send a demo that bears no resemblance to who you want to be on the radio, because A, you'll get found out, and B, you'll hate it, and C, you'll eventually fail. Make sure that you know the station. And so when you go in to meet someone, if it's for a coffee, so remember, ask for a coffee and feedback, not a job. That you've actually heard the radio station, and you understand what type of radio station it is. And also remember that a demo is just the starting point. It's always a work in progress for you. Your demo will evolve over time. We listened to Hursty's first demo, and that's nothing like what he is now, but there is still the essence of him within it. Get other people to listen to your demos to make sure they make sense, because you're too close to it often. So actually, if it doesn't make sense to somebody, then don't send it. Be ready to accept the knocks along the way. When you do get a meeting, make sure you're prepared for it, because you don't want to get 70% down the line and then blow it when your last hurdle. And also remember that radio is subjective. What some people will like, some people won't. Don't take it personally, and just get on with it. And the more you can make demos and edit them and share them and send them out, the better presenter you will become.
What is the actual turning point for you then, from the demo to putting someone on air?
I mean, I've done it several ways. So I've done it through agents, and through having an agent and meeting agents and them sending me stuff. I've done it from people just sending me their own demos as individuals. And basically what I did was I got him in, we had a coffee. And then about 2 or 3 months later, I thought, actually there might be something coming up, let's get him in and get him to make another demo, but in our style and using our words. So we did that, and we had another coffee, and then a couple of months down the line I did need somebody, and so I did put him on weekend overnights, and now he's got a year-long contract and hosts weekday overnights, but also does quite a lot of our new music stuff as well. So it can be really quick, but don't expect it to happen overnight, because it could be 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, or a year or even longer for some people. But that's fine, because eventually if you get what you want, you get what you think you deserve, it will have been worth it.
Would you consider checking out someone as a brand instead of like just a demo?
I think nowadays you've got to be a brand, but your brand has got to be real to who you are and what you are. So I do think you need to have a social media presence. I do think it's handy if you can not only present videos, but make them, both film them, edit them, upload them, and then promote them. And I think that is really important, because people will look at that, because it is nice in this era that we've got the tools to be able to see what people are like in real life, apart from in that 3 minutes which could be edited within an inch of its life to create your demo. So I think, we are all brands, and I think things like Amazing Film Radio 1 is one of the best examples of that.
Make sure you download tomorrow's podcast at studentradio.org.uk.